Hey guys, it's Neri. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up about this episode before you get into it. It's a great episode. Xander Ray is in the house. He's hilarious. He's funny. I love this episode. I love it so much that when after we were done recording, we realized that there was an issue with Xander's mic. But instead of throwing the episode away, I decided to go ahead and put it out there anyways. Now, his voice comes out faintly because his mic wasn't working properly, right? It happens about 12 minutes into the episode, so in the very beginning, you're going to be like, oh, his fucking mic works just fine. However, about 12, 13 minutes in, his mic gets cut off, and you can't hear him very well. I've gone in there and tampered with the levels post-production. So when he's talking by himself, I've actually done a pretty decent job of raising his volumes up so you could hear him. However, when him and I are both talking at the same time, like we often do, especially when it gets into a heated conversation, you won't be able to hear him as much. So I wanted to give you the heads up. I don't want to discourage you from listening to it because it's a fucking great episode. All right. But I just want you to hear. I don't want to hear later on, hey, man, I couldn't hear him. Yeah, I know. I get it. But I fixed it as much as I could. Just it's a great episode. I didn't want to trash it, because that's one of those things you can't duplicate again, you know? So, hopefully we're going to keep on trying to duplicate it because he's going to keep on coming back. So I had a great time. Hope you guys enjoy it, man. This is a great episode. Have I said that enough? I really think it's a great episode. All right, man. I hope you enjoy it.
Not two, not three, not four, not five.
What's that?
That's how winning is done.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Bad guy in a little coat.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Microphone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Mepsa, falling pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many.
Good, we'll start, oh, you need a, all right, I think we're good, I think we're live.
I think we're
you're
going.
You're like the hairiest dude I've ever seen.
That happens, bro, a lot of people say that.
Is that what you, I had to find out that happens.
That happens, no, there yeah, are people look at me and go, wow.
You're like,
I guess
hairiest.
You're bringing that look back. Like, that's a thing you're doing.
And you do that. You do the how old, you're like 20 something, right?
I'm 26.
And you have that, like, hey, bro, I'm a 45 year old Cuban guy from Hollywood.
14, bro.
14?
14. This shit was 12. Like,
your
like
chin.
The
your
chivito.
Chin?
Yeah, like yeah, the yeah. little, the shaggy look.
Yeah, when you say this thing and on the microphone, people can't.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. This little chin hair. Like, I had pubic hair on my chin when I was like 12. And this I shaved once. Like an 18, bad
and
idea.
And you were like, hey, this
no,
was
bad
like
idea.
The worst
just,
3 hours
it just
of my
grabbed
life. It was like it took 3 hours to fucking trim.
But the thing was, when Jeez. It started growing back, it would just grab my sweaters, like Velcro. Like, you know, it's hooking.
Where did you grow up that you were wearing sweaters at 13? Well, where are you? Where are you?
I'm from Jersey, man.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah,
that
yeah.
makes sense. I was like, South Florida.
Sweaters.
South What are these this sweaters guy. You speak of? Like, what are those things in the movies?
I wear things that make me sweat. They're called tank tops.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Dude, you know what's funny? I didn't start wearing tank tops until like, I'm not lying to you, like maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago maybe.
Why?
I didn't, because before then I would wear undershirts, but it was like the white undershirt with the sleeves. And then I would make fun of dudes with tank tops. I'm like, oh, especially fat dudes. I'm like, dude, you're not muscular, bro.
Please,
you're not.
Please.
And then I put a tank, and then somebody bought me a pack of tank tops. And I'm like, these are the fucking most comfortable things ever.
Yeah. 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 yeah they are.
It's amazing.
And you can get like 8 of them for like $250.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best.
Why well, I'm a little snob. I get
no,
8 of them
don't.
For $5. I get the high quality.
You get
ones,
the Sean John. I have one Sean John tank top that I stole from a buddy.
No.
Yeah.
These are, oh my God.
I stole it from him. I don't even wear it.
Why would you steal that? Why would you
throw
it?
Because you could feel
imprisonment.
Nah, you could feel this. You could feel the $6 in the tank top.
Oh.
Like, for real, you can. They're soft.
Forrest.
They wear well.
You know Forrest?
Yeah, yeah.
Forrest,
of course.
He has a great joke about how different, they're all done by the same by the same
Asian people,
same Asian kids.
Yeah,
and he's like, dude, he's like, they're all done. He's like, all right, guys, from now on, we're gonna be making Sean John. So if you could just put a little bit more swag, into your two pennies per hour thing, yeah, it's fucking great, man.
That is a good bit.
Yeah. So yeah, man, you. Oh, wait, hold on. Explain. So why do you have the whole open shirt thing,
dude? Because this looks silly. Because
it has to breathe.
Like, look at it. Yeah, it does. First of all, I'm hot. Yeah, it gets hot. But like, look at this fucking thing. This looks weird, doesn't it?
I don't think it does.
I watched a lot of MacGyver growing up, and
your girl's like, "Hey, that doesn't look bad." she literally had that face, like, "Hey, I've never seen him not be a Cuban guy from Hialeah." He's dead, right? She saw. I looked at her face. She's like, "Oh my god!"
You know what it was though? Actually,
I don't have to look at hair.
I just remembered. I was like in middle school, and I fell in love with this cute little brunette, and she told me to unbutton that top button of my uniform polo. Because I look cuter that way. I think since then.
Yeah, but it's a three-button polo.
And so I didn't have the chest hair. I didn't have.
If you take the first one off, I understand. It's a three-button polo. You're wearing a 15-button shirt. Take the first one off. But you're like first four. Don't need it.
Yo, it's comfy, baby. You got to wear that sexiness.
Dude, I'm not, you know, it's funny because people see my face and they assume that I'm hairy because I'm fat, and they see my face and they go, oh, you're hairy.
You got a good thick beard on you.
I got nothing, dude. Look, this is it. I don't shave, bro.
No, I'm all over. I'm all over.
This is like a pubic of a 12-year-old.
On your chest. Yes, it is,
right? Look at it. It's like, oh my God, guys. Like,
I'm a real man. I'm a real boy.
The Pinocchio of puberty.
I'm a real boy. No. Why? Because my stick is stiff.
Yeah. Hi. And I did not lie. I did not have to lie. Hi. That's cool shit. Like, you're the only one that brings their girl to the welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby,
for driving me here.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's up.
I thought you were going to play it off and be like, yeah, you know, because, you know, we together, man. We tight, man. We go wherever I go, she goes.
Yo,
like, she's my ride.
Yeah.
She's my ride.
I got to get back to Burgo after this, and this is a bitch.
I give her gas money, so she's got to take me everywhere. I gave her enough gas money to get here and back, so yeah. Oh, shit.
You ever driven a Scion? It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, them Scions.
You got in a car accident. What happened to your car?
Okay. Hold on. Accident. I was working a gig over at a hotel.
What do you do?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, well, right on.
Yeah. So I was doing.
Everybody's a photographer. Go ahead.
Yes, but I'm an actual photographer. More than just Instagram.
Okay. What? They make those?
I know.
What?
I actually have to like adjust.
Hey, how pissed off? We'll get back to your car, but how pissed off do you get when everybody's like, I started a photography company now, and you're like, really?
All the time, every day.
Because every day on Instagram, one of my friends is like, hey, Neri, you're a comedian. If you ever need pictures, I'm like, all right. I got 17 feet, and I can't even. The fucked up thing is I'm so broke, I can't turn down free fucking headshots.
No, of course not.
So I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, I'll be a fucking guinea pig. I'll be the one that you take horrible shots.
Like in the open mic scene, let me tell you, I've become very popular because she comes with me to every show. So any comic who's around me.
She doesn't come with you to every show.
She drives me. She takes you to every show.
Sorry,
correction. Correction.
When you're 15, you don't be like, oh, I brought my mom.
When she picks me up, your mom brought you. When she picks me up from work and takes me to a set.
Right. Thank you.
Every comic around me gets like the dopest shots. You know, that conversation in the parking lot, like with the cigarette, and you're like, oh, ha ha, big joke happens.
Yeah, she gets
those dope ass shots, and everybody's like, yo, dude, thanks for the pics. Thank her.
I've seen the pics on you post them on Facebook and you post them you do the AV.
Oh yeah, yeah, we do. Yeah, I'm part of Artistic Vibes.
There you go.
We got that dope Thursday Vibes open mic. But that's sort of a weird ass. It's a crazy ass show.
I've been seeing pictures of it. I don't go on Facebook often. People don't believe me when I say that. They go no. Because you post things on there. I'm like, I post them to Twitter, and it just so happens that it goes to Facebook, and then every once in a while,
that's why you post everything twice. Like I've seen your tweet and then your Instagram, which is the same.
Yeah, yeah,
and they're both on Facebook right next to each other.
You know, it's funny because I try. This is when I do go to Facebook. Is when I post like something on Instagram specifically. I'll go and I'll delete the one from the Twitter. So because it goes
from
my
Instagram. Unlink it.
No, because you can't. If you unlink, I don't want to unlink everything. Like,
so you have it linked in the right order, so you're like, if I post one thing here, it gets on six media sites. Yeah, yeah, right?
If I do a tweet, I'll go to Facebook, but I won't do Instagram. But if I do an Instagram and I do it to Twitter, it'll automatically go to my Facebook. But I'll go in that fucked up version where it's like you got to click on something to make it large, click on the actual picture. Yeah. So then it's a whole mission, dude. But I literally go post a picture to Instagram and then go to Facebook and delete the tweet. Twitter, it's a whole fucking mission.
Isn't it fucked up that we live in this world now, bro?
No, I'm fine with it. That's really? My biggest complaint. Like, I'm going to, I got to open up another app and then press my button and delete it.
That's a shitty complaint. Like, bro, I can't believe that I have to delete my Twitter. No, but like Twitter, I didn't have forever. Instagram, I had signed up and never touched. My Facebook was built by somebody else.
Built? Yeah, it was like, built by Zuckerberg. Put together. My Facebook was built by the same dude. It's amazing. So you built your own Facebook app? Jesus.
Program that shit. So zeros and ones, son.
Now, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine about this today. I didn't do Facebook for a long time. I signed up for Facebook.
Did you have MySpace though? You had the old school MySpace.
Yeah, here's the thing. I signed up for Facebook while I was on MySpace, and I didn't touch my Facebook. I'm not exaggerating, for almost 2 years, bro. And people were like, oh, on Facebook. And I fought it tooth and nail. I was like, MySpace is the shit.
I was the same way.
MySpace is great. I'm like,
I got my tunes here. I got like my playlist.
What? I'm like, oh my God. It was great. It was fucking great, man. And then it felt like, and I don't know exactly the day, but it felt like from one day to the next.
It felt like the fucking Titanic hit an iceberg and everybody's jumping ship.
Everybody just jumped ship and you go, where the fuck is everybody going? And now we're on this Facebook shit now. I'm like, nah, I'm going to just die with this ship. And then the water starts.
I will go down with this ship.
Yeah, then the water starts rising and it gets to your neck and you're like, yo, I think everybody's
going. Yo, I'm going to throw this violin away and get the fuck out of here.
you get the fucking water gets to your neck. You're like, yeah, I'm a bounce. I'm a go check out this Facebook.
I'll see you guys later. Peace.
And that was it. And I remember getting onto Facebook after almost 2 years of inactivity and having like 197 friend requests. And I had
which messages. Is great for your ego. It feels awesome.
Yeah, I had messages from people being like, hey, bro, I fucking sent you a friend request and you're not going to accept me? And I'm like, I haven't been on this shit in forever. Like, it was bananas, dude. I love MySpace, bro. Fuck that.
Really? Still? Have you been back to the new MySpace? The My Blank?
The Justin Timberlake one? No.
I haven't even looked at it, bro.
It now. He's
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's been owning it for over a year almost.
That's funny. I thought Dane Cook would get up on that. You know, Dane Cook blew up MySpace, bro.
Dane Cook blew up because of MySpace.
Yeah.
And then he was like, nah, I'm out.
I'm out. Please, bitches.
What a dick. Huh? He's like, nah, thanks for my fame and popularity. Thanks for everything you've given me. Fucking
thanks
MySpace.
For the Comedy Central special. Peace.
Peace out. Oh, I never got back to you. So, all right. So, the car thing. You were at a gig.
I forgot shit. Okay. No, I was taking pictures of, what was I doing that day? Oh, wedding.
You're coming off low.
Okay, hi.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah. There. So, you were saying you're kind of doing a picture of weddings?
I mean, not anymore, but then I was.
No.
Yeah, you know, I was doing pictures of some bride, and then I got a phone call from downstairs being like, oh, so someone crashed your car.
Wait, really quick, before you get there, you said you're not doing pictures of weddings anymore. So now you're just sticking to open micers at comedy shows. Is that how professional you are? You're so bawling, you're like, nah, weddings. I take pictures of dudes trying to write jokes on Thursday, son, at this weird club that's dope.
I am doing a weird transition right now where I'm trying to do mostly just artists and actors.
Oh, you're like an artist. You're like a... Yeah. You're
I'm
like,
trying. I'm
you're,
trying
you're,
to be.
You're like, I'm not going to be a whore. I'm not going to be like all about money. I'm just going to be about the art. Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying.
I'm down. Out. Sounds good to me. I'm just saying.
I'm trying it out. I don't know if my wallet will agree with me, but... Like, we'll see what happens.
She's fucking a comedian, bro. Like, that's as artsy as you get.
Yeah, that's
as artsy as you get. Oh, you make no money and you do this shit like 4 times a week? I could get behind that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Do you have your own car? Oh, you don't? No, I'm in. You have a superhero complex. You have a Superman complex where you feel...
He is my favorite hero.
Yeah. Oh, right there. There it is. Yeah. Look.
That is awesome.
Yeah. No, did you like the movie?
Oh, Returns.
Men of Steel.
It's a little sad. I have not watched Men of Steel yet. All right. I want to cry.
All right, so Xander, we detect the mic. Whoa, I don't know how to talk to how do I talk to people like that?
No, I blame it on you.
And what? Were you in Costa Rica or something? Were somewhere where they didn't have the movie?
Father's Day.
Uh huh.
I had to go and.
I'm a father.
Mm-hmm. My dad just didn't feel like doing crap that day, and I had to be a good daughter and be there.
So she's like, I don't want to do shit. Cool. Well, I'm going to go watch a movie because you don't feel like doing shit.
No, the sad part is my mom's a huge Superman nut, too. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. My mom's like hugely into Superman, too. So me and her were dying.
Oh, you're going to faint when you see this dude without a shirt.
No, I've heard.
I'm a heterosexual man. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was over. I had like clutching my pearls moment. Where like, oh, my goodness.
A kiss the woo!
Woo! Clutching the pearls moment. You ever watch a sensitive movie and you find yourself?
I cry all the fucking time, dude. I'm for real. Like, that's not even a joke. I cry at movies.
I mean, like midway through a sensitive movie, like something that gets me, I realize, I don't know how, but my hand is up clutching pearls, like up here by my
like just by your chest, like
just playing with my curly locks, and it's like, oh my god, I want to videotape myself so I can watch it slowly crawl upwards. As I become more.
That's the videotape you want. That's the one you want, not anything else. You're like, I want this video to myself crying. Like, crying in the dark.
Who shot JFK and then how did I survive halfway through this movie?
It's fascinating to watch, to be honest.
It's a great movie. You gotta watch the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta watch the movie.
No, I know.
No, you gave it a B+ on your review and your podcast review. That's
I went to film school, kid. Like,
I don't give a fuck. That's even worse. Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those. I went to film school, so I got to deduct points for. You just said you were that guy.
Unfortunately, that guy.
You just said it yourself. I go, you gave it a B+. I go, you gave it a B+, and your exact words were, bro, I went to film school, kid. Like, that was your rebuttal. I was like, holy shit.
No, but you don't get it. It's not like they turned me into some sort of artsy fartsy club. It's that I got enough debt that if I don't start talking shit about movies, like, my debt isn't worth anything to me.
But. I mean, what part of that movie didn't say A? A+. Like, you said B, dog.
You're right.
What I'm saying. That's why I'm just. This is a real question. But this is a real question. I'm honest now. I'm not the whole Skyping. I've had people like I tried doing that podcasting Skyping thing once, and I was like, I feel like I'm cutting you off, and I'm a dick, or you're cutting me, or you're cutting me off, and I'm like, this is awkward, and I don't know how to tell you, hey, stop doing that without.
Podcast, it's an intimate thing. It's about eye contact. It's about looking at your face.
It really is. It really is. Like, it's one of those things where
you
go.
You're looking away because I'm making you awkward.
Well, I think the chest hair is making me awkward. I've got to be honest. I've never had. You're like hairy, like the world's like most interesting man kind of hairy, where you're like.
Yes. That was.
That's something he does all the time.
Is that he does impressions of.
Of many things.
You really do have a superhero complex. You feel like you're like this.
I need to
say like, I do. He does horrible impressions. He's hairy. He doesn't have a car. I could do it. I could. This is like your best. This is your project, huh? This is gonna be your. Yeah. Oh, all right. Right on. How long you guys been together?
This time?
Don't look at her. How long?
No, we dated. It's like 12 years. We're all high school sweethearts. She just got divorced.
Oh, nice. Coming and swooping in. Swooping in. Oh, but that's good.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it is. You're growing up and you're like, I know all your bullshit already.
Yeah.
This is helpful.
Yeah.
No surprise.
And then here's the cool thing. No matter if since we're getting divorced, I'm assuming that he was a douchebag, right? I'm assuming. Because women who go through, if you notice, when people go through divorce, men will be like, yeah, it just didn't work out, bro. Or she's crazy, bro. That's the guy's thing. And women is like, he's such a dick. He just didn't get, like, women never go, yeah, bro, it didn't work out. Women never say that.
Yeah, we just went different ways.
We just grew apart. That women do not say that shit. Women go,
you didn't grow apart with this motherfucker. He was a boring piece of shit for 3 years.
Well, that is growing apart, but the way you put it.
The reason I don't have to talk crap about him is he does it for me.
Nice.
So I don't have to do shit.
I never talk shit about any girl. Like, I'm married now, but whenever I was dating somebody, I never got, like, okay. Like the exes.
Their exes.
Their exes never bothered me, bro. For, you know why? Here's the thing. Because if they didn't fuck up, I wouldn't be with them now. That was always my mentality.
For being a piece of shit, I'm just, I think that he's a piece of shit.
Oh, I really don't get, like, I'm just, like, I never got, like, threatened. Like, I was never, like.
He's Hawaiian. I don't like the whole island of Hawaii right now. Like, I have.
Really?
The Rock is the only thing saving that place right now.
Have you had Somalian cookies?
Samoa.
Samoas? Yeah.
The Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, they're called Samoas.
They're inspired by. It's just because they have coconut, really.
Aggressive and warlike.
No, but they're aggressive on my taste buds when they take over that shit. They're like, I'm going to take over your mouth.
I'm more of a Thin Mint kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Thin Mints. To be honest with you, Samoas aren't even my favorite.
In the car for a while, and they get all mushy.
I like the Samoas when they stick together. It feels like a tribe. It feels like we're gonna stick together, like the real Samoas. They're like, stick together. They can't eat all of us at the same time.
And you're like, watch me.
And I was like, I can't do it all at the same time, but I would chip away. I'm gonna take bite after bite, and we'll see what happens. That's cool shit. All right, so you see, that's what I was gonna say. No matter how low of a point you were when you came back into the picture, you have no car, dog. You, that's in Miami. In Miami,
car, man.
What do you mean?
Like, I work. I can take the metro rail to my job from Brooklyn.
And to Artistic Vibes.
I take the train and quills. And
I don't need it. I don't need a car. I just need somebody else's car.
That's what ends up. You know what I mean?
I agree. I'm down with that. You know, it's funny because I grew up in Miami, and it wasn't until I went to other cities as an adult that I realized, oh, you don't need a car everywhere. Like, I thought that was normal.
Transportation works some places.
Yeah, that's crazy. I went to San Francisco for the first time last year, and I, like an idiot, like I do for every trip, I rented a car. But, like, I rented it before I even got there. I'm like, oh, yeah. I booked my hotel. I booked my rental car.
You're like, oh, shit, I thought this trolley was shit for TV.
No. No, but the trolley's even bullshit, too. Subway system, everything, at least as far as the touristy things, which, let's be real, like, I'm not again. Everybody's like, oh, you doing all the touristy shit? Yeah.
I'm a tourist.
I'm a fucking tourist. That's what we do. Like, I'm sorry if Alcatraz is common for you, Mister.
We're like hipsters who stand outside the duck tour.
No, but this is from my friends in Miami. They're like, oh, you're taking all these touristy pictures because I'm a fucking tourist.
Have you been to San
Francisco? Have you seen these pictures? That's awesome.
Like,
what do you want me to take off?
I love this.
This shit is amazing.
You ever seen Full House?
I did that. I went to the fucking Full House. No, yeah, I swear to God. Yeah, we found out history about the Full House. That guy sold the red door. He sold it to his neighbors because there were so many people. They have no lie, dude. There's a rope at the fucking steps, and it says, "Please do not knock." And literally, it's not like a sign, like a piece of paper, or somebody wrote a Sharpie. It's like, yo, we should invest some money on this fucking sign because it's gonna be up here for a while. Yeah.
Not a sign, it's a placard.
Yeah.
It's in gold, it's engraved.
And then it says, please respect the owner of the house. Please don't knock on the door, whatever. Don't take pictures at the door. Like, they had like a little.
Think about how many drunk assholes.
Danny! Drunk.
Danny,
drunk. Shh. Why are you yelling? Yeah, right. Have a microphone, dog. What the hell's going on? You made that shit peak so loud. I don't even think that mic. Well, I'm good. I think that microphone is a good one for you to have.
It has been. Yeah, I've seen. I'm looking at the levels too. I have a podcast as well. My levels are low.
No, I know, but I think that's the best microphone for you to have. It's the one because the other one, hers.
I'm worried about your kid waking up. Like,
she's kind of rolling around a little bit, but that's fine. I'm watching it. I'm monitoring. Yeah, I'm watching her.
That's so creepy. How old is she?
Creepy?
I was here like, it's so cool.
It's not like she's 13 and she's discovering her body and I'm watching this. God. I'm fucking, she's 20 months. Take it easy. Gee, like, it's so creepy. Are you being a good parent and being attentive to your baby? Oh, creepy fuck. Would you come from a broken home where you think that's, oh, okay, all right. You're like, what? You don't just leave birthday cards every couple years? What the fuck? Jesus.
How old is she? She should have been smacked.
Yeah, already. 20 months. What the fuck, dude? So wait, you didn't tell her you were going out for cigarettes and then you never showed up? That's weird. That's creepy as fuck. No, I'm watching the monitor. I'm watching the monitor. But I guess he won a lot.
The last Iron Man movie. What did you think of that?
Iron Man 3. I'm a fan of the comics, so that movie shit on me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That movie. Well, here's the thing. They destroyed the Mandarin.
Completely.
And if you know anything about the comic, I wish I didn't know anything about the comics. Then it'd be a great movie. Because I'm like, oh, that show was great. I like the little plot twist with the Mandarin. Because I wouldn't know that the Mandarin is supposed to be the badass of the badasses. And I'm like, all right. But it took me a while to get over that. I saw it a couple times in the movie theater. And I think the second time, I was finally able to
let go.
I did. You know why? Because I had to. It was one of those things where I was like, "If it was, what else don't you like?" Like, if it would have been a number of things, I could have.
It was just kind of that.
It was
also the ridiculousness of the dude. Was it Pierce?
Uh huh. Guy Pierce.
The main guy Pierce.
Uh huh.
That literally, he's a bad guy because the dude left him on a rooftop.
Well, it's because I don't think it was because he left him on the rooftop. I think that was a straw that brought the camels back. If you look at the character, he was fucked over by multiple people, everybody, society, you know, the whole thing about his. I just wish every handicapped person was that ambitious. It would be amazing. Because
right?
Then you wouldn't have to park in the front.
No ramp, no,
I don't need to park in the front. But. I liked everything else except that, and then
I'm a huge MacGyver fan.
Yeah, you said that twice now. It's the first show. Yeah, you said the chest hair, the shirt, MacGyver.
Oh no, that was a realization she had when I showed her MacGyver. She's like, you know, you dress like this motherfucker. I was like, no.
You like no, shit. Except for the pocketed shirts.
Look like I'm on safari for no reason.
It does not end at that, by the way.
What
similarities?
What else does he have that's more?
He's practically a survivalist.
I'm not a survivalist. I may own a couple of bows and arrows, and I know how to shoot.
I want a bow and arrow. Actually, yeah, I just bought a gun last year, and I've been practicing whatever. But I want to own a bow and arrow. I've never actually shot one.
It's a great,
which is weird because I'm from Nicaragua. That's that's normally. That's normally the
To go back to Iron Man, MacGyver, that he's Barry MacGyver in that movie.
Yeah,
like that whole beginning scene where he loses the suit. I love that, the little electro.
Yeah. It took me the second time watching it to be like, why didn't he just call one of the other 7,000 suits? I get it. I have to say it the second time to be able to go, oh. Okay.
No,
because that's
little tiny thing.
It's 5 seconds. It was literally. Yeah, it was 1 second when he's on his Bluetooth,
I'm giving you cred. Like,
I don't.
Yeah, it's true. They barely mentioned.
Yeah, I think it should have been a little bit more like, hey, what's the status on the robot? Not clear yet, sir. And then move on to another part of the movie where it's finally cleared. We fucking understand it. A lot of people had problems with Pepper Potts having powers. I'm like, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I fell in love with her a little bit.
She ran her fist through a guy's stomach.
No, I'm fine with that. And then people go, oh, she has power. I'm like, dude, in the comic, she becomes rescue, which in her comic, she has her own suit and she becomes a superhero on her own.
She becomes an Iron Lady.
Well, it's a suit and it's called Rescue, and her character is called Rescue. And so she does that in the comic books. And I'm like, so why is that? How is it? So she doesn't have a suit? I'm fine with that. I'm totally. It was within the context of the story. Yeah, there wasn't.
Maybe they just weren't that familiar with the character then. They're just assuming she was just supposed to be the sidekick.
Right.
Nobody is, bro. Watching a comic book movie is like watching a Harry Potter movie with a Harry Potter geek. And they're like, you don't get it, though. You just don't understand because you didn't read. And you're like, go fuck yourself.
No, I.
I'm watching this movie.
I'm like,
there's only one universe for the Harry Potter stories and everything like that. With the comic books, you have so many different directions. Everything goes in that.
Yes, it's called, 75 years of history.
History, buddy.
Yeah. Go read a book, a comic book,
a graphic novel,
if you will, my friend. So I like that one. And, but I don't know what's your stance on the hierarchy of superhero movies.
Avengers, bro, is topping. Like Avengers hit a level of greatness. I think that no other superhero. No, don't you think so?
I agree. I agree. I thought that Avengers was the best superhero movie ever come out.
Yeah.
And then June 14th came out, and Man of Steel came out, and I was like, "Oh, Avengers! I'm so sorry. You are gonna be knocked down." Did you did you see the satellite? Did you see the Wayne text?
Yes.
Did you see the Lex Luthor? There was a Lex Luthor. Did you see the Lex Luthor? The Lex Luthor.
LexCorp.
Yeah, LexCorp truck. And
oh,
where
he comes through,
it's amazing. That, I mean, at one point, I don't know if you're aware of this, but at one point when he looked up and he was like fighting to get back up from the world builder, Superman.
No, but there's Wayne Towers.
No, I'm not talking about that. When he looked up and he was gathering the strength to like fly up the beam.
Okay.
They actually superimposed his face. To be Chris Reeve, they actually superimpose his there's a GIF on it online, where like a splits, like I'm talking about like that, for like because the light's flashing, so you don't notice it because the light's flashing and he's looking up and it actually changes his face to Christopher Reeve.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm talking about a split second. Like if it wasn't a GIF, I would never have you. No way.
Sorry, just to like interject for a second, you have to love Tumblr and the internet for that because speaking like the Avengers.
Do you not like the internet? Is that your problem? Because she said it like. This is the one thing you have to give the internet credit for.
Here's the thing. Like, I just called to get the internet today.
Yeah.
To get the internet in your life? Like, how long have you been living there?
The thing. Like, I moved down. I was on my own. I have this little place in Brickell, which is awesome. And I'm cut off from the world. Like, I got no cable. I got no internet.
I like the fact that you say you're cut off from the world and you live in Brickell. Like, I'm cut off from the world.
Connected to alcoholism and ecstasy. That's what I'm connected to.
You know, I just...
I don't do those things, except for the first one.
I don't do those things because she's right next to me, so I can't tell you I do those things. Why? So what made you break?
I don't know. You know what it was? I got really into fucking politics for a while.
Ugh.
You ever get into politics?
No.
It gets you nauseous, like, in 30 days. You
30 days? I just hear the word politics and I go, you know why? Because everybody has their soul, like their soul. They have just like religion. They have their strong beliefs. But to me, I'm like politics, and this is to me. And I know I'm sounding, it's gonna sound crazy. Especially if you're an atheist, it's gonna sound. The words that are following are gonna sound crazy, right? To me, the difference between politics and religion is to me, politics. Everybody's a liar. I know. An atheist, you're like, that's the same thing as religion. I get it. I understand. I understand the irony in which I'm saying the words that I'm saying to you. But to politics, people are like, this guy's better than that guy. I'm like, they're all pieces of shit. Why are you so happy?
The level of bullshit in politics is higher than religion.
You know why? It's because there's so much more. Like, there's so many more politicians than every...
Yeah, exactly. There's even more politics than there are religion. And nobody's lying. They're just slightly full of shit. That's how I feel about it. I dig spiritualism and those hippie fucking, like, that you just, you know, I believe in, like, an energy that controls all of us. Like, that, those people are weak, but I get them.
I don't know why. Like, here it is. There it is. There's the gift of him. Oh, fuck. Do it. That's... I don't want to do it. Great.
It's not moving?
Not moving. We're trying to go to the GIF.
If you go to Tumblr, you'll probably find it.
Yeah, I have a Tumblr. And there it is. I think it's... That's the pose that he does, and then it turns into Christopher Reeves, but for some reason it's not fucking
bro, dirty. You're not gonna believe PNG. This. When I first went to go see the movie, I went to go take a piss.
I heard that, and I was like, why? Didn't you go get a smoke break or something?
Yeah.
You said piss, like you're trying to make it better. You trying to make it's even worse. It's even worse. Why? Why? First of all, why would you need to take a piss? You have a cup.
Piss. Motherfucker's about to become Superman.
Like,
he in the cup.
But by the way, there's we'll talk about this off air because I don't want to do spoilers. But there's a couple questions that I heard that podcast that the review that you guys did, and that you had a couple questions that I was like, no, I know the answer, but I'm here yelling it on my radio and shit. I'm like, I know the fucking answer, but I'm like, I'll let you know, but I don't want to get into it now because I don't want to do spoilers, especially since we actually have someone in the room who
I'm not seeing here. We are spoiling.
I am cringing every 2 seconds whenever you guys talk about the
movie. No, I will never do that. First of all, I don't believe in spoilers, period. I don't give spoilers away for any movie, much less for an epic. And I don't.
I do find it hard to talk about movies like that, though, if you don't spoil. No.
Well, if you told me, because like I said with Iron Man, for example, to use that as an example, I go, oh, I don't like what they did with the Mandarin. I didn't say what they did.
No, you're right.
That's not a spoiler, and you're like, oh, okay, what didn't he like? So you're still gonna be watching a movie, and when whatever happens, you're not gonna be like, oh, I knew it because Neri said it. You don't know what happened, yeah. You know what I mean? And so when I said, oh, people didn't like what they did with Pepper, and I go, oh, but she was rescued. That doesn't, I gave you nothing.
No, in fact, you intrigued. I want to see.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I don't.
Who is this Tony Stark?
Who, you know, it's funny because my wife.
Me and Quill, when we went to go see Iron Man, talked about, could you imagine anybody else playing Tony Stark?
No, you know, it's weird. I was listening to a podcast with Kevin Smith, and he was talking about he directed horrible movies. I want to really yell him out. That's the one you're going to hold back to? That's the one you're going to hold on to?
Of course not.
Jersey Girl?
You don't like Jersey Girl? You got a little girl. You don't like Jersey Girl?
I absolutely hate Jersey Girl.
What is wrong with you?
Because he put a horrible actress in the movie that was dating the guy.
She died 30 seconds into the movie, bro.
Too late. 29 seconds.
Jennifer Lopez is not even in Jersey Girl.
29 seconds, too late.
Puts on makeup in the mirror and then dies.
Listen, first of all, her death wasn't violent enough to begin with. And second of all, at the end of the movie, and if you haven't seen this movie, I'm not spoiling this because I'm hooking you up by telling you this. At the end, when he's running to his daughter's shit and it starts raining, and he looks up and he literally says, you couldn't make it easy for me, huh? Whatever the fuck your name is, insert awful name for character here, because it was an awful name, right? Gretchen was Gretchen or something like
that. Yeah, something really.
No, Gretchen, right? Yeah, and he looked up at the sky. He looked up at the sky and he was like, "You couldn't make it easy for me, huh, Gertie?" Like, what? You could have just looked up at the sky and not said those words. We would have fucking understood. We would have understood as an audience. You got to force feed that shit into me. You know whose fault that is? Director, bro.
Whoa! You're gonna talk about force feeding?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Die Hard 5? Because I thought I had a little conversation with you today. Where you enjoyed Die Hard?
Yeah.
A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, I don't know the names.
Good Day to do a bad impersonation of a Die Hard.
Why? It was an action movie. I don't understand everybody. Like, are you Die Hard guys? Like, Oni's the same way. Like, people who are like very passionate about Die Hard. You guys forget it's a fucking action movie.
No.
Yes.
But it's more than
it's not. It's an action movie.
It's about the man with none defeating the ones with all.
Okay. So how did he not do that? How did he not do that in this one? In fact, he did even more. He had none, and he beat up even more. So it's an action movie. You guys are taking this way too serious.
There's a scene in this movie.
You told me. Wait. First of all, that's the part that I told you about. I'm like,
destroys the entire building except for the one little wall.
I get it. Look, I'm telling you. Look, if you're gonna look at any action movie like that, that's ridiculous to do that. If you're gonna break down look, what do you mean? Really?
Yes.
You're telling me that
he's barefoot. He's bloody.
First of all, he got hurt in part 3. It wasn't like he walked away unscathed. Okay, first of all, I think that's a little bit homophobic on your part. Your Freudian homophobia is coming out. Oh, not homophobia. Homosexuality is coming out. No.
Just Freudianly slipped.
You said, he looked amazing. That's what you said. I wanted to fuck him at the end of the movie. That's basically what you said.
What?
You said he looked like a supermodel at the end of the movie. I'm like, all right. You want to fuck him? I get it, bro. I understand. Cool. But it came out a little weird.
They both look way too clean. They're glistening in that fucking, what are they, stopping the church or something?
Look.
They're hiding and they have worn. That's the first
the church. Scene of the movie. I don't even remember the church.
5 minutes in after they escape another car chase where they're driving cars on top of other cars.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a monster truck rally?
Yeah.
I have. That's what it takes to drive into a car. A fucking monster truck. Not a tap.
Again, I am not sitting here arguing the physics and possibility of an action movie. I think to do so is retarded. Yes, I've watched the original Die Hard. Look what he... You honestly...
What does he do that's unbelievable?
Oh, let's get this fire hose. let's tie it around my body. Let's get C4, drop it down an elevator shaft, jump out of a fucking window. He jumps out of a fucking window. The rest of the building blows up. He's fucking latched onto his hip by a fucking fire hose. That's totally possible.
That's hardcore.
Okay, you see what you're doing right now? I legitimately gave you an actual situation that's bullshit.
What happens when he hits the glass in that movie?
What happens?
When he hits the glass, does he go straight?
Does
he
die?
No.
Then it's not real. If he didn't die, listen. If we're gonna start dissecting action movies and be like, in part five should have never happened because you should have been dead in part one.
If he takes out 16 guys,
you're gonna tell me Chuck Norris is gonna come out of the water and start firing, and the gun's gonna have no, didn't jam once. That's what I'm fucking saying. If you look at an action movie,
that's the opening scene of Lone Wolf.
I'm telling you, you brought up Lone Wolf. I'm like, all right, well, that's our fucking opening scene. Comes out of the water with fucking two machine guns, blasting away. Yeah, blasting away. And I'm like, well, that's the worst. I'm like, all right, what else? But it's an action movie. It's not a fucking documentary. It's not like I'm going like, You know what? To be honest with you, look, the slow motion part at the end of Die Hard 5, that to me, I thought was unnecessary. I know why they did it. They did it to make it seem more badassery, but it made it look faker. I know why they tried it, but it didn't work. If you notice, to me, what was more bullshit was the scene in the hotel when they went down that fucking, the painter's scaffold. That to me is bigger bullshit, but you know why? But you know why it didn't seem that much bullshit? Because it wasn't a slow motion. So you did that. The audience didn't have enough time to process. This is tremendo bullshit right here.
Let me tell you real quick on what it's not about truth or reality.
No. For you, you're saying it's not a Die Hard movie. It's a fucking action movie.
Here's Die Hard. Right, here's what real Die Hard is, and here's what they did. The original Die Hard. He catches a guy in the elevator shaft in the stairwell. Chokes him, gets into a fight, broom, chokes him, they fall down the stairs, he snaps his neck. His shoes don't even fit him, so he's still barefoot. Grabs his gun, grabs the C4, walks. That's an interesting scene. You don't see that in every action movie.
I gotta be honest with you, I watched the whole movie and I was like, bro, please put some shoes on, bro. I know he couldn't, but it bothered me. I kept thinking that in the back of my mind. I'm very empathetic.
Scene where they break the glass.
I'm very empathetic to characters. Yeah, I really am. Like, even like I was telling this, a few episodes back, where I was saying this on our podcast, where if I'm watching TV and I know that character is broke and then he has like a car accident, I'm like, oh fuck, dude, he's broke. I'm not like, dude, you think I'm joking? I really am like that. I'm like, dude, how can he afford that? He doesn't have money for that. And I'm like, nowhere in my mind does it sound like, hey, the studio will pay for it, buddy. Don't worry about it. It's a fucking movie. Take it easy. But I'm like that empathetic. And so when I kept watching, I'm sorry, you were saying, you just mentioning the no shoes thing, I was like, fuck, bro, he has no shoes. I had an ingrown toenail one time. That shit sucked. Glass, my shit.
Fucking bullets.
All right, so you were saying?
That was the scene in Die Hard. The original Die Hard takes the guy out with no shoes, Bob chokes him, they fall down the stairs together, the guy happens to break his neck. Awesome, right? Or at least real enough.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard 5.
Okay. Because we're going in progression in the movies. Before you get there, what is the best Die Hard movie?
We talked.
But the podcast doesn't know.
I just want them to know. Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Okay. I agree with you.
What's the best Die podcast? Die Hard 3.
The shit,
right? Undeniable, right? There's no argument either way, right? So what you were saying, the point you were making,
is that stealing Fort Knox's
body. Not stealing Fort Knox. Forget that. I buy that. I'm down. The way they did it, the story they used, the garbage trucks, all that shit seems believable. The whole, you hold the city ransom with bombs. Hey, I'm down. All right. You make the cops not use their radios. Hey, I believe it. I'm with you. Here's where you lose me a little bit. And this is us saying that this is me saying this is the best Die Hard movie. You're going to jump from a fucking bridge onto a ferry boat on a fucking wire by hanging onto something, and you're going to make it.
Okay, but that's only one step.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
here's where you gotta go with me. You just said all this shit made sense, and then you lost me.
Because it was right, no, you didn't lose me. You didn't lose me. No, you didn't lose me. It's the one where you go.
Question.
It's the one where you go. Oh, okay, it's an action movie. It took you out of the thing and go. Oh, it's an action movie.
50 seconds into fucking Die Hard, Good Day to Die Hard, before I went. Are you kidding?
What's the 50 seconds? The part where he was in a cab. What the fuck was it? Oh, this guy. Oh, he happens to get into a cab with a guy who knows English.
NYPD somehow found a guy in Russia who's under arrest or whatever. Like, that's CIA stuff. But not even that.
You're right. Go just on. Totally.
No, that's nothing. Dude, there's
just... Man, did you watch Wizard of Oz and be like, hey, wait a minute. Fucking monkeys can't fly? The fuck? Like, this is a movie. Hold on, dog. Monkeys are flying now. This is some bullshit, son.
Dude, there's an Apache helicopter hovering outside of a building.
Hey, I'm the first one to tell you helicopters, and I don't know why.
Caliber machine gun.
Hey, I don't know why.
Through every wall in this goddamn building, except for the tiny little balcony and ledge, the little thing they're hiding behind. They get up, they run away from it, no problem. Then all they do is run in a straight line, jump out of a window, land on a scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
How much creativity is that? How many times have you seen that in a movie? That is zero creativity.
How many times have you seen an
action hero who takes out a dude and his shoot?
But why do you keep bringing up that part? Why don't you bring up part three? Because we clearly said that part three was the best part.
A bomb in a park where you have to do measuring of water to figure out how to solve a puzzle is 10 times more.
You know what's not? You know what's not?
Much more thought out.
You know what's not believable? That it didn't spill any other water.
They did spill.
Exactly. They spilled water and they still got the measurement right.
You're right.
I find that complete bullshit.
I think that
I was like, no, you're out of. Wait, first of all, black guy doing math. Let's start there. I'm kidding. That's the easy joke. That's the easy joke. That's the fucking low hanging fruit. I couldn't pass it up all day. Listen, all right. All I'm saying is, I'm with you.
Jersey, an Italian guy doing math is the same joke.
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm not arguing the merits.
Thinking of the action sequence, 1, 2, and 3 have much more thought in every action sequence. Part 5 and 4.
I don't call part 4 because you know why I don't call part 4? Because part 4's story was awful. The story
makes zero sense.
No, exactly. So that's why I'm not arguing for part 4 because part 4 had, as far as action sequences,
Part 5 was a Bourne movie or any other dude movie.
Jason Statham could have done that movie. I love. Well, first of all, I love the fact that you're like. You're naming all these positive attributes in a negative light for some reason. You're trying to play it off. You're like, it could have been a Bourne movie. Oh, you mean it could have been a great franchise movie? Okay. It could have been a great Bourne movie.
Bourne storyline is awesome, actually.
You know what? I haven't seen, I saw
the last one.
You know, I saw the first one, but this is what I told, and I told Mike this. I saw the first one, so for the 3 listeners that we have, I saw the first one, but I saw it literally like in the first row. Oh, the movie theater?
The whole time?
It wasn't about my neck hurting. It was that I couldn't see shit. And there's so much action and so much movement. And literally, there was at one point where they did the car chase. And I hear a motorcycle. I go, oh, there's a motorcycle. I literally could not see it. I just heard it. I go, oh, there's a motorcycle. I did not. It was like flash everywhere. And I was like, I don't know.
Jurassic Park the same way. And I was like, shit, that's a Velociraptor.
That's it. My friend said, shh. My friend, you got fucking loud. No, we were like.
I warned you before you brought me on the
show. I know, but you just. But I'm just saying, bring it down. But my friend saw Jurassic Park and he said that he sat like at one of those angled, like all the way to the right type of shit. And then he was like, good, this way we'll be able to see the fucking, the dinosaurs first. We'll be able to see the leaves shaking before the rest of the audience gets to see it shaking. Die Hard, it's an action movie, bro. I don't think, there's a difference.
The first 3 are more than an action
movie. I don't believe they are.
It's about
the. I'll give you the 3rd one is more than an action movie.
So it's the first one.
No, it's not. Point of no, it's not.
McClane is a man who wasn't supposed to be there. A dude who's in the wrong place at the right time.
Okay. That's not. How is that not part 5? He's there for his son's trial and all this shit breaks out.
Can I ask
so it's not that the same thing?
In the movie.
He hasn't talked
to his son in 3 years. You're right. Right?
I guess.
You know how hard it is to become a CIA agent? A spy?
I don't know how.
Well,
because I'm not a spy. I'm not a spy.
You gotta do some military time. It's hard to become an agent.
Well, he did. How he did go to college.
No clue.
But wait. Sorry, let me get this right.
He shows up like he's a teenager. I thought you were in drugs. In drugs, he's almost 30.
So what? First of all, if he's you can't be in drugs and you can't be almost 30 and in drugs. You want to rewind this episode of this podcast where you said that you do ecstasy? You want to rewind that?
I don't do ecstasy.
Okay, but you just... But you,
I'm with people who are 30 and do ecstasy.
Okay, all right.
But they're so, not CIA.
I like the fact that you think that drugs has an age limit. Like, no, you don't do drugs after a certain age. You're just fine.
What I'm saying is if your son is becoming a CIA agent, trust me that you know.
Really? You know that? That kind of kills the whole...
Who's been trying to be a CIA agent for a while?
You know the difference between him and John McClane Jr.? Is that he's been trying. John McClane made it. When you make it, you don't know, bro. You don't know. You don't know. That's, to me, this is the funniest part. You saying...
His dad thinks he's literally showing up like busting a 13-year-old and smoking a joint in the bathroom.
How's that? Again, if you don't have communication with your son, how is that possible?
And neither does mom.
Obviously not.
Obviously so.
I love the fact that you're dissecting an action movie. To me, this is ridiculous. I'm not arguing. I'm not defending.
More than an action movie.
But you're absolutely wrong.
No, you're unfortunately misinformed.
Yes.
I'm gonna raise my hand because you guys are gonna keep going forever. To kind of combine both thoughts.
Right.
I feel
to be
like
the mediator. You speak into the microphone first. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Right. I'll do that.
All right.
I'm obviously not experienced with this.
I know. So sad. Easy oral sex joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We both looked at us.
That's why he just hung his head. Just, no. The moment I even said it, I was like, oh, why?
But I was just like, I did the black joke. I can't do the head joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're saying.
Anyways, okay. Yes, he is overly dissecting it. To be fair, I was doing it last night too.
Yeah.
Because I was like bitching about things every 2 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. The rest of the podcast is like, this shit came out fucking 8 months ago. Why are they talking about this shit now like it's new? Shit, they're decent.
The wounds are fresh. The reason he's dissecting it so much, and he also have to remember, he did go to film school.
Right,
this film school thing where we have to pick things apart.
Right.
I'm saying this as also a film school graduate too.
Right.
Like, you have to pick things apart. And the writing of John McClane was so completely off. If it wasn't a Die Hard movie, then you could just accept it as...
Why did he keep saying he was on vacation? He wasn't on vacation.
But he didn't want to tell people his business.
He was there for his kid, who he was next to.
Right, but he was saying... But he's just saying...
What business are we worried about sharing?
But he was just... that to me, you're looking at this and you're going...
It was a grumpy old man on vacation.
I don't see Die Hard 1 more believable. The only thing that I see more believable in Die Hard 1 than in Die Hard 3, 4, and 5 is that apparently they had not... I don't know why in 3, 4, and 5 they didn't get the memo that John McClane kills helicopters. They don't get that shit. They don't get that shit. Part 3, helicopter. Part 4, helicopter. Part 5, helicopter. It's like, do the helicopters not get the memo? Do they not get the memo? John McClane will fucking bring you down, bro. I get, so part 1, that's the only thing that makes part 1 more believable is that there's not a helicopter. Actually, there is. People picking him up.
But he doesn't take it out.
Somebody else takes. Who takes?
They just don't like helicopters.
In the front of the building.
Yeah.
How does it go down?
I forgot how it went down. I think John McClane might be 4-0 against helicopters, dog. Shit.
He definitely takes it out in 3.
And in part 2, he takes out a plane.
Well, no, yeah. Part 3, he takes out a plane.
No, part 2. Part 2, he takes out a plane.
Part 3, he takes out. That's the end of the movie, is when he takes out the helicopter.
Yeah. Part 3
it.
Is the helicopter. Part 4 is a helicopter. Part 5 is a helicopter for a fact. Part 1, I don't remember. I don't remember. So I'll watch it during Christmas.
That's the best Christmas
movie. It made my Christmas movie mountain. Die Hard.
I had a Christmas story. I had that one.
I had that one too. I forgot my Christmas mountain, but I had. Oh, and Scrooge was there.
Scrooge.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. All right. So let's get off the John McClane. I know the wounds are fresh. I get it. It's not about that. It's not. You don't have to apologize. I'm just like in my mind.
I'm not to apologize.
I'm like.
You're so wrong, and it's okay that you don't think you are.
It's an action movie. I'm just like this. I keep saying that. Like, it's an action movie, right? Are we dissecting Citizen Kane? What the fuck are we doing? What's happening?
And now on the AFI. 12-10.
Time. Morgan Freeman? Did you do Morgan Freeman doing the AFI? Why isn't Braveheart on the AFI list anymore?
Because he's a Jew.
So how is that?
I heard that episode.
Yeah, how's it not?
Completely right that Braveheart belongs.
Yeah. And Gladiator, what happened? Did Russell Crowe hate that fucking Jews too? What's going on?
Gladiator is one of my favorite action movies of all time. When he whips out two swords and decapitates, I'm like, that's a great goddamn movie from beginning to end.
I don't. You see, it's funny because I honestly don't see Gladiator as an action movie.
It's a drama.
To me, it is. Like, and if you say it's an action movie, I could see your point. I'm not debating that. I'm not arguing that. Yeah, just like Braveheart. To me, Braveheart was my number one. But my.
Why do we love when he kills everyone? Because we all watched his wife get killed. Like, we all watched that scene with his wife.
To be honest, what's my favorite scene of Braveheart? Aside from the freedom scene, I think. And then the whole I Am William Wallace speech, that was a great one too. But I'm gonna just sound like a pussy right now. I like when he tells the French queen, like, the whole, he's like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't lie. When he was talking French, he's like, oh, I don't lie. And then the other dude left the room and he tells him, he's like, she wasn't my woman, she was my wife. And like, and the line is, I don't know why I tell you this, except I see her strength in you. And I'm like, damn, that's just dope. That's dope. I'm like, that's a pussy getting line right there, son. Good for you. I'm like, high five. See how I was going to make it sweet, and then I just turned like an asshole. Yeah, I just turned it.
Because
like, it's a comedy podcast, and I can't just be like, it's not. And French titties. So they were. Anyways, let's go on to our old school picks.
Old school pick.
Do you know the premise of the whole old school pick?
Yeah, I was explained to it the other
day. We haven't even got your name. Do we want to say your name on there? I don't know.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Okay. You said that's fine. I go, I don't know which one that. No, I was like, that's fine. Don't say it. That's fine. Say it. I'm like, all right. So, Steph. All right. You want to go first? Xander. I don't even think I've mentioned your name on the podcast yet. Xander Ray. Xander Ray.
And I'm the open micer who might like to promote himself.
Yeah. But I'm like, hey, there's somebody new on the podcast. Let's keep talking.
Recording. Like, literally, we sat down, you're like, mic check. Cool. Click.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the way we roll, man. You know, what happens is because then I've learned this the hard way. We start talking, having a conversation, and then real funny shit comes out, and we're not recording. And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Did you get that? No. No, I was waiting a little while just to hang out.
Literally, when we start recording, way before that, I'll put out my phone and start recording.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the thievery that you guys pull off. That I'm going to go ahead and put this out there.
At the beginning, I'm like, hey, you don't mind if I record? And then an hour later.
Hey, what if somebody says yes? What if somebody goes, yeah, I don't mind?
Don't record.
That's a lie. Exactly. Do you mind if I record you before I record you? No. Before I record you?
That's another film school thing. You learn how to get permissions.
Yeah.
You put on the recording, you go, do you mind if I record?
Oh, look, my Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies. Christmas Story, Die Hard, Christmas Vacation, and Scrooged. That's my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
National Lampoon. That's, anyways.
All right, old school pick.
Old school pick.
I had hit you up about this one earlier. Defending Your Life. Which
I love that movie.
A fucking awesome Howard Brooks movie. Like 91, right?
Yeah, 91. I like the fact that you were like, I love those 70s pick. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, there's no way that was a 70s movie. I'm like, there's no, because 70s movies have that cheesy quality to it. And I'm like,
all the comedies had a little less of that. Like it was action and drama movies back then were horrible. But to me, Albert Brooks is.
Wait. Action movies in the 90s were horrible?
No, in the 70s. That's where the real cheese came from. Like action and
yeah, yeah.
Comedy movies in the 70s actually kind of hold up. A lot of them do.
Was it Airplane in the 70s?
Yeah, Airplane. It's a mad world.
I never saw it.
It's a pretty fucking good movie.
Yeah.
You gotta check that one out.
All right.
It's a bunch of mental patients. But yeah, Defending Your Life, Albert Brooks and like he gets in the car accident, shows up in heaven. Heaven is the
last. Bro, it's not heaven.
No, it's called Judgment City.
Yeah, which is limbo.
Yeah. You gotta defend your life.
Have you seen his stuff?
Yeah. I actually love that movie.
Yeah. He told me about it. He goes, oh, Defending Your Life. And then we started talking about it. And I go, I love that movie. And I love the fact that in that movie, you could eat whatever you want and not gain weight. That to me.
That was the thing.
Let me tell you something. I was born in 81. All right. So I'm old. But when that movie came out, I was 91. I maybe saw it, not this year it came out. I didn't see it in the movie theater, but I saw it like 2 or 3 years, let's say 3 years later. So I'm 13 years old and even at 13, I'm like, oh man, that would be wonderful. Like that's, I've always been fat because I've always been, because I was always been fat. I'm like, oh my God, that would be phenomenal.
Dude, as a girl, I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Every girl says the same thing. As a girl, I'm like, shh, shh. As a fat guy, I think it's amazing.
Do you have any
eggs? Yeah. Oh, that's.
And then she literally turns around, walks out of the room, walks right back in with the most beautiful breakfast you ever had. You go, did you make this for somebody?
Yeah, that's. I like, dude, I still, say that line whenever I'm at a restaurant and it comes too fast. I go, did you make this for somebody else? I still say that line, bro. I still fucking from. Fantastic. It's from that movie. I'm like, did you make this for somebody else? And they returned it and they don't want it. And didn't.
One bite, it's like an orgasm in his mouth. Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She can, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're gonna catch the red train to leave. But have you had these eggs?
these eggs are amazing. Yeah, that's a great movie. I like that movie a lot, man. Hold on. Let me see what I'm trying to see what my old school pick is gonna be. So that
I do want to wait before we get off the movie.
You can keep talking. Shout out, man.
Have you seen This Is 40?
No.
Dude, it's a family sort of like a chicky movie.
Right.
Albert Brooks is Paul Rudd's dad.
Right.
Every scene he's in. Every line that Albert Brooks gives, you know that nobody wrote that
for him. Well, you know he used to do stand up.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, and then stand
up is in that movie in Defending Your Life. There's the comedy club.
Yeah. He's like, boo, you're horrible. And he says, boo. Which to me, I remember years later when I became a comic and I saw that movie, which wasn't too long ago, I remember thinking to myself, hey, Albert Brooks was a comic. Why is he heckling? That's fucked up. Like, you're supposed to be a fucking brotherhood. Like, you don't fucking heckle as a comic, you dick. You fucking talk shit about him to every other comic that the way we normally do it. You don't fucking. You don't heckle him in front of the crowd, asshole. I'm like, I really thought that way. I'm like,
you know what? I've only been heckled a couple times. One of them was from a fucking comic, but he wasn't really a comic. I mean, he was an open mic.
That's where the difference is. I don't get
it. He got disowned by everybody else in the room. Like, no.
Yeah, you don't do that. And that's when you don't, you know, that's when the kids that grew up in the hip hop age and like, boo, pass the mic. Like, nah, dude, this ain't the way it works, bro. This ain't, you're not. This isn't, you know, MTV's fucking Real World or Beach House where you're going to fucking be like, nah.
This guy off.
Fuck that.
His Jew joke was
offensive. I liked that movie a lot, but I remember watching it as a comic being like, hey, that's fucked up, the Albert Brooks.
Well, the guy's also bombing in that scene. He's like, hey, come on, guys. You're the one on trail, not me. Hey,
yeah.
Very cheapy 80s.
I wonder who books that.
That's a real comedian.
Who books that? What's that pay? So you get all the food, right? You don't get weight. We got that, but how much does it? Like, dude, I actually made this comment the other day. I've been doing in September will be 10 years that I've been doing stand up, and I don't drink. And I remember, and I just said this recently to one of the clubs, one of the managers. I was like, it's going to be 10 years. You know how much money I've saved you by not drinking? Like, in 10 years worth of not drinking every weekend? You know, like, if you...
A couple of grand.
A couple? What? Dude, if you think about this, you do what? 2-3 drinks a night?
Yeah.
You're doing...
$30, $40.
$40 a night. You're doing 4 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On average, it's 4 nights, right? So, that's... How many?
I don't know.
I'm busting up now. I'm looking at that.
Like,
you went to college. I'm like, I don't.
It's a film school.
Yeah, that's fine.
We went to art school. It doesn't count.
It's the same thing.
For a fucking hour and a half in one class.
Okay. Oh my God. So you were with a lesbian when she had a period?
Yeah. You were that
low-hanging
fruit.
But isn't that... That's my favorite. I love it. You know what? Some of them.
You know what though? The low hanging fruit tastes delicious.
It's delicious. It's, you know why it's low hanging? Because it's been ready.
Because it's ripe.
It's ripe.
Whoa.
How much is that? So that's $83,000.
$300.
All right. So divide it. So here's the thing. Divide it in half because I'm not working every week, right? No. So you work. So let's say you work. You don't work every week. Let's say you work half the year, right? You work 1 week. You don't work the next week. You divide it in half. It's still $40 something thousand.
$41,600.
Yeah. So you still, that's fucking, I'm like, And then in my mind, I'm like, wow. Even if you divide that by three, even if you take a third of that, that's still $20,000, though. Like, even if you say I only work a third of the year, which I don't, I work more. But even if you
20 grand
in 10 years, you go, hey, that's a car. Can I get a fucking car? Yeah, I'm down with that. Jesus, that's amazing. Loaded Civic. I don't buy loaded. I mean, it's. It has AC. It has AC. You know, yeah, it's nice. That's all that matters. All right, so you did a comedy. I'll go. What did I do last week? Last week I did Three Kings with a drama.
Three Kings. Go feed Hilda. Go.
Yeah. The,
love that movie.
With the one with yeah, Ice Cube and George Clooney. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Mark Wahlberg.
You know, it's weird.
Everybody gave. Who's the guy from SNL?
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg gave all of us that Mark Wahlberg impression.
I don't watch SNL, but
he did this thing where it's like Mark Wahlberg talks to animals, and it was really like, "Hey, goat, how you doing? How's your mother?" Like, and he taught all of us how to do that pattern.
My favorite impersonation of him is on this podcast called The Sklar Brothers.
Oh, I love
yeah. Yeah, and they, yeah, yeah, and then they have the intern that does the. They'll do a segment where it's like a voicemail from Mark Wahlberg, and it's the intern that does the voice. And he said that the intern gave an interview where he said that he got the that the way he focused in on the voice is from the movie with the plants, the fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie. What's it called? The Happening.
Yeah.
With the Happening. Yeah. 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 And it's because of the plants. Spoiler alert. It's not spoiling. I'm saving you. I'm saving you. Save alert. Yeah. You didn't even have to hit anything on your necklace or nothing. Yeah, yeah. Alert. Save alert. Life alert. I saved you from a movie. That's what you should do. You should do movie alert necklaces where it's like, I'm about to watch Spider-Man 3. Don't. Stop it. But my
they got to play Venom. For fucking that 70s.
Yeah. But my boyfriend really wants to do it. Break up with him. Thank you, movie alert. You've saved me from a horrible decision of watching this movie and being with a douchebag that wants me to watch a movie.
For three easy payments of $29.99.
I'm going to go with... dun, dun, dun. I don't know, man. I'll go with Rockstar. Now we're talking about Mark Wahlberg. That's the Mark Wahlberg.
Old school pick? Did
you remember that movie?
No.
Then it's the old school pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but the old school pick is not about the age. No, it's not about the age. It's about the. It's not in your stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Like Top Gun is an old as fuck movie, but everybody knows about Top Gun, so it's not gonna be. So Rockstar.
Yeah, I didn't see that though.
That's a good movie, man.
I remember leather pants on the cover. Like that's just the whole movie. He's in leather.
No, he's not. In the cover, he's on leather pants.
No, I don't know the cover.
So why? Shit, yeah.
The preview, bro.
But I'm telling you, that's a great movie. It's like the rise, and it's like, dude, it's.
He looks Bon Jovi-ish. Is that
it was with the hair bands. It was with the hair bands, and I don't want to say Bon Jovi-ish because I, right? Well, it was more like Poison, I would think. Hair bandy, but it's like of a dude that he starts off in a cover band or quote, I'm sorry, a tribute band to the most famous band of the time, and then they catch a tape of him, and the lead singer drops out, and then they pick him up. So he, as a fan, becomes in the band.
That happened to
Queen. It happened to a couple of people. Yeah,
Queen,
okay,
but, I think the not Kiss.
And Journey, it was it Journey.
It was Journey.
I think it was Journey when Kevin Perry or was it?
Looked on Kevin Perry.
Was it Kevin Perry? Who was it? Perry. It was something Perry, right?
Luke Perry,
no.
Nope.
Oh, Sherry. He did. Oh, Sherry. It's something Perry.
Oh.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do more research. This is the Woo Bro research department. We don't do shit. Research. We don't fuck that.
What do you got for us?
He did Old Sherry. Yeah, I said that. I know. That's all we got. That's all we got. that's my research. That was where I got it from.
There was a couple bands where they found them on YouTube, like looking up, hey, who could sing or something.
Yeah, yeah. So the movie's really good. Rockstar is really good. And then
you gotta check it out.
I have it here in one of the is there somewhere? Well, my Blu-rays are out front on the TV.
These are the old school DVDs.
These are the old school DVDs. I don't Like, I look at some of these movies and I go, oh, that's cute. I don't know. You know what it is? These are most, most of these, well, none of these are Blu-ray, but most of these are either TV shows or comedies, because, or maybe even dramas, because, the Blu-rays I usually buy are just action. Because there's no reason to buy a fucking comedy in Blu-ray. Like, I need Adam Sandler to be crisp, to be clear as shit.
I'm gonna be able to see Paul Rudd's nose hairs.
Yeah, it's there somewhere. I'll find it for you before you leave. But it's a great. I think it's a really good movie. I think it's a really underrated movie.
You know what though? I think for the next old school pick, I could literally just turn around.
Yeah. No, this one right here.
Who's the Friends fan?
My wife. I'm a fan of it, but I like that show. It's one of the best shows on television, man. It's really good.
It's not bad, man.
It's not bad? It's a really good show. Here's the thing. I'm a fan of sitcoms, and I think sitcoms nowadays have this stigma where they're like, oh, it's a cheesy sitcom. I'm like, no, it's a fucking sitcom.
Friends is what taught every other sitcom how to be a cheesy sitcom.
No. There's plenty of shows.
No,
they were really great. Think of another modern sitcom. Like, I'm a big dude. I watch way too much bullshit. Cheers, I love.
Cheers is great. Yeah,
Cheers is a great show, but it wasn't Friends. It was that generation's archetype, and then Friends came along, and then.
Well, if you think about Friends, it's not new. Like, the formula is not new. You get Friends. It's based mostly in an apartment. What other great show was based mostly in an apartment? I Love Lucy. Yeah. So you get shows that are like in that confined, and
like I always talk about the music, like when you watch it, like the rhythm of the show or the rhythm of Friends, 1, 2, 3, laugh, 1, 2, new character, laugh, like that sort of beat, that became the beat.
Well, I would have to watch an episode to be able to see. I can't see a rhythm from memory.
Yeah,
so I can't be like, oh yeah. But it's.
I work for airlines and we do like Friends in Spanish. Like, I work for
Guys
in Central South America, and we put Friends in Spanish.
Yeah, I've seen Friends in Spanish.
You listen to it in Spanish.
Yeah, I've seen Friends in Spanish, bro. That's when
the rhythm becomes clear, because you're like, it doesn't even feel like the same show.
Well, because it's not. Because it's not. Because my wife has memorized that series. Wow. She's memorized. She'll tell you, like, you could say something, and she'll be like, yeah, that's the episode where it bam, 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 bam.
That's a good woman.
First of all, that's what all of them are called.
Yeah.
The one we're around.
Yeah, I know. And she, well, I forgot where we were that it happened to be on in Spanish. I think we were on a cruise or something where it was on in Spanish. And she was like, that's not what he said. He said this. And like, they changed the words because it's not funny. Not all comedy translates. You can't, especially from English to Spanish, the little innuendos, and you can't. So they change it. Did you know that when they translated Pretty Woman, I remember this as a kid, watching the subtitle, the dubbed version in Spanish, because my mom doesn't speak any English, right? Uh-huh. And the dubbed version, there's a part where her mentor, Kit, the other prostitute, is like, what have I taught you? Never kiss. Which is totally wrong, because fucking hookers kiss all the time. But totally inaccurate. Talk about being a movie that I didn't believe. I was like, nah, this is bullshit. And so there's a scene where she's at the front desk and the old lady is like judging her, like, oh my God. And there's a scene where she goes, something to the old lady talking about her husband wants her. It's a reference, something to those effect. And in Spanish, they translated it to, hey, I love your dress. Do the drapes match the curtains or something like that? It's a whole other joke.
Yeah.
So it's a long way to go just to show the example of another joke.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I do it all the time, and I have to edit Friends in Spanish, and they're like, at 5 minutes and 34 seconds, Phoebe calls her a cheap slut, and then I listen, it's like, loose girl in
Spanish. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, she doesn't say that at all, I don't have to cut that shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, that's,
she didn't say anything.
This is awful. No, but I like Friends. I like, we were talking about this last week, where the Entertainment Weekly rated everything. Yeah, the top 100, everything, right. I don't know where they had Friends. Where did they have Friends? But Friends to me is... I Love Lucy is a better sitcom than Friends, in my opinion. Oh, yeah. My wife is going to turn the radio...
Cheers, bro. I do. I mean...
I don't put Cheers in my Mount Rushmore. I love Cheers. I love Cheers, but I don't put Cheers in my Mount Rushmore. Maybe... You know, I think The Cosby Show is better than Cheers.
No, made you laugh more?
Yeah.
The Cosby Show made you laugh more than Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it says everything.
Yeah.
But Cheers, I think, is the funniest years of Cheers were when Woody Harrelson was there.
Yeah.
I don't think I could narrow down the funniest years of Cosby Show.
Because
it's consistent.
Yeah. Now give me that.
So I can't say, hey, same thing with Friends. I can't tell you.
I'm at the end of Friends. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's why I don't like Friends.
Yeah, well, here's the reason why. Here's the reason. The last three? I'll give you the last one. When Phoebe was married, I was like, it's already falling off a little bit. It's on a decline. I don't think it was not funny, but it wasn't at Friends standards.
What are you talking about? Mad About You.
One of my favorite fucking sitcoms of all time. One of my favorite. You don't understand. I worked with Paul Reiser recently. I worked with Paul Reiser, and if you see me in the picture, I'm as fucking giddy as you. You don't understand.
Serious?
I told Paul. I know him. I was like, and when we first met the first night when we worked together, I'm like. Yeah, we were talking about normal shit. He's like the coolest, most down-to-earth dude. And then at one point, I turned to him and I'm like, hey, man, I'm a really big fan, so I'm sorry. I'm about to go into real fan mode, and I'm apologizing right now ahead of time. There's going to be a lot of, like, Chris Farley-ish, like, hey, remember that time? That was cool.
Jamie had a baby?
Yeah, I was quoting him episodes. I'm like, when you said this and you said that, he's like, what episode was that? He didn't remember, bro. And he's like, he was a producer and a writer and directed a lot of episodes. And then I was like, he co-created it. And I remember going like, yeah, when you did this, and he goes, when was that? I'm like, he didn't remember that he was running on a treadmill to get the baby to fall asleep. And then that Jamie came and held the treadmill after he fell off, and Jamie just held it like while she's not physically on the treadmill, the stroller. And he was like, when was that? I'm like, the fucking stroller was that? And then I'm like, you don't get it.
We just did it's coming out Wednesday on AV Clap. We just did
AV Clap. Explain what AV Clap is to the listeners.
The podcast that we do at the Artistic Vibes Network, which is literally.
Does that not scream? Look at my face, though. Does that not scream? I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like Christmas come early.
Yeah, it was really like, and then he complimented a lot of my comedy, and I was like,
how good is that?
I was like, look, you don't have to lie. I told him, I'm like, oh, thanks, man, but you're the, he was like, no, you don't know. He goes, no, that joke that you do right there. He goes, oh, try it like this. And like, I took notes from him. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking try. Yeah, dude, great. He was fucking awesome. I love, but then you understand.
That's that old school, like that 80s comic that blew up.
Yeah. My wife and I, we actually met on MySpace, right? To turn it full circle, we actually met on MySpace. And one of the questions, we met on MySpace, we IM'd each other forever. I emailed her, and then we were emailing each other back and forth, like from the MySpace email. Uh-huh. And then MySpace came out with the MySpace IM, and then we would IM each other or whatever. And I remember asking one of the questions I asked her, I'm like, oh, what is your favorite, like, TV, like, what's your favorite TV couple that you would like to be like? And then she was like, she said fucking Chandler and Rachel.
She did?
She's young. She's 5 years younger. She's 27 now, but she's 5 years younger than me.
So, yeah.
So when
Yeah.
So then when I met her, when I met her, I was 25. So she was 20. She had just turned 21. When I physically first met her, she had just turned 21.
How long did you guys talk before that?
Like 8 months. Mm-hmm. 8 months via MySpace, messaging and stuff like that. And then on the phone, we another like 2 months on the phone, like strictly without even seeing each other.
Wow.
And she likes to say, I went to her job once where she was working. She used to work retail, and I went to her job to, you know, because we were talking on the phone. And while we were talking on the phone, I actually drove up to her job. Cause I'm like, yo, this is getting silly already. So I like to say that I went there to meet her. She likes to say that I was stalking her. Really depends on which way you look at it. It's you're cutting, you're splitting hairs.
You're married with the baby now. So yeah. I think you win.
Yeah, I'm married with a baby now, so it's totally like now it's justifiable. Clearly, but I remember that going back to the reason why I brought up the story is because she goes, oh, what's your couple? You know, and anytime, just like we all know this, anytime somebody asks you a question like that, it's because they don't give a fuck about what your answer is. They just want to tell you what your answer is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like, what's your favorite movie? Like, hurry up, so I can tell you mine. That's the only reason. And then she goes, oh, and then I said, Paul and Jamie. And then she goes, I don't know, like she hadn't seen the show. She's like, I don't know. Yeah, but she's 21. The show was already canceled by then. She just wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't, the show came out in 95.
She's 27 now.
Yeah, she's 27 now.
She would have caught it.
Me, she could have watched it.
I'm not saying she couldn't have watched it. I'm just saying she just happened to not have watched it. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
And then, dude,
That's great. That, they are one of the best. One of the most realistic.
That's the part that I love. Yeah. That's the part that I love. I told him. I'm like, the fact that you were like, you... That to me is the at least what I hope to have my relationship be, and not just now. I'm talking about even in the back. It's like that type of where we're gonna disagree, and we may even argue, but we're not gonna disrespect each other. It's not like Roseanne, or it's not like these other shows where there's like, and it's not like
that was probably one of those first.
Well, Roseanne, what?
Like, Ricky never respected Lucy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. He rolled his eyes. He rolled his eyes like. She's a redhead. Of course.
My girlfriend has died, right?
Okay.
She only protested.
You see
apparently
that?
Not. I didn't know what to do with the mic, so.
But what I was saying before,
if you can't see this, but Xander's trying to backpedal as quickly as possible. He petted her. He literally pet her like, just kidding. Okay. While still trying to salvage your rep.
Do you know how many times I pissed her off?
Oh, God.
So, like, I'm not even worried about it.
You want to laugh? When my wife and I first met for, I would say, almost a year, my wife would always say, my wife would always tell me, you know what pisses me off about you is that I can't get mad at you. That she would say that. She's like, it would piss her. Or like, I'm joking around, or I make her laugh or whatever. And she would say that almost a year. She was like, what pisses me off the most is that I can't get mad at you. That's what pisses me off the most about you. And then I bring that shit up to her now. I'm like, hey, remember when you used to say this? She's like, yeah. Then I grew the fuck up. I'm like, now it's like, hey, look at that chick. Oh, fuck you. You're so annoying. I'm like, oh my God. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
But what I was saying before, actually, oddly enough, this Wednesday on AV Clap, which is the podcast that we do from Artistic Vibes, we do an AV replay, which is like an old school pick, except we go into and we play clips and all that shit. We're doing Mad About You.
Yeah, it's a great.
It was funny as fuck because it was sort of a last minute thing that I was like, I don't know, what are we going to do for this? Hey, did you watch Mad About You? Because I love that show.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Q, and then we go inside and she's watched it, and Vanessa's watched it. Everybody in the room has watched it. And we just went off. I mean, Hank Azaria on that show. Steven Wright. You remember Steven?
Yeah. Hank Azaria used to date Helen Hunt during the filming of that show. During the filming of the show. It was great. That's where I first learned who Hank Azaria was. And then I remember years later looking him up and I'm like, this guy's been, he voices everything.
Yeah.
So, it was great.
Mexican Bumble.
Hank Azaria. I actually want to mention another Hank Azaria movie, but I'm going to leave that off for an old school pick. Anyways, it's been fun, dude.
Yeah, good.
This has been great. So we're going to keep doing this. It's going to be fun. As long as you can keep paying, Steph, some money for gas. As long as she keeps driving you here, I think we'll be fine. But thanks for checking us out. Make sure you check out, plug everything, bro.
Dude, at Xander Ray on Twitter, comments.
Xander's with an X, not a T.
Sorry, look. It's Xander with an X and Ray with an E, because that's how Spix spell shit. Yeah, that show that I've been drinking
Pinot Gris. Yeah, a little bit. You have a flask, which is amazing. I never had somebody bring a flask here. I could have just got you a glass.
No, but I'm a drinker, and I didn't want to bring the whole bottle because.
Again, I could have just got you a glass while you're here, and you empty out the flask in a glass.
Part of the flask is like the joy of drinking. Coming.
You know what? I gotta be honest with you. I'm not a drinker, but I'm like, fuck, if I was, I would so rock the flask.
If I ever get shot, we all know this saves my life.
Clearly, that's what happens in every movie. You gotta have it by your heart. Gotta have it by your heart.
AV Clap, man. Check us out on Podomatic on iTunes. Search AV Clap.
A as in
artistic, V as in vibe.
There you go.
V and then clap. Yeah, it was a pleasure to be here.
Cool, man.
I have a long time listener, first time guest.
You know, it's funny because people will not believe this when they hear this. This is the first time that Xander and I physically meet. Like, we have not met.
Yeah.
I've never even seen your set. Yeah,
I
no. The only time I ever heard your set was when you went out listening to the podcast. Listening to your podcast. I heard the quick episode, quick little snippet. So yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like, here's the thing. I'm like, I don't my wife asked me, like, oh, has he even seen your comedy? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't.
I went to your album recording, and then, I think a blonde.
Then you got a life.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, fine. Everybody says the same thing. I was going to do this, but something more important happened.
When your album recording, didn't the AC broke in the
plane? Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't AC. It wasn't AC broke. It was that the power was on because of the storm. That was going to happen 2 days later, but they were getting massive wind gusts, and the power went down for the entire planetarium up until 4 o'clock.
It's like a planetarium.
But except it's bigger. Planetarium is totally... tomato, tomato, making fun of my accent, bro. Sandwich. So, yeah, the AC went down until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Still recorded the
whole thing. Still recorded the whole thing. And actually, the album's gonna be coming out soon. The album was done within like a month.
But you were what? You were waiting for graphic?
No, that's exactly what it was. My brother's a graphic designer. My brother's an artist, right? Badassery. Everything he does is everything of mine. My logo, everything of mine has been done by my brother.
Awesome.
The problem with that is the great news about that is that it's free. The problem is you as artists should know you can't rush an artist, especially if you're not paying them.
Especially if they're family.
Especially no, because then they're like, family, you can wait. But even if they're family, if I was paying him, I would be like, hey, bro, I'm paying you $1,000 grand.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
Give him my shit, and he would. But the fact that he was doing it in between projects, like he would have to, whenever he had time, you know, he's married, and so it's like whenever he could work it, and I never wanted to be like, hey, so, but like, honestly, every three months, I would be like, hey, so, did you need anything from me? As far as like, and he's like, no, I'm, and then he would give me like teasers. He would give me like, oh, I'm working on this. I'm like, that looks amazing. So when are you gonna finish it? To this day, I've never asked my brother, hey, when are you going to finish? It's pretty much almost done. All I got to do now is raise the money to actually put it in printing, which shouldn't take me that much longer, but it's going to be a couple. That's
I'm looking forward to that because, yeah, I've never heard your shit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
There's a little Woo Bro fucking fun fact. I think I'm on episode 12. I wrote in.
Yeah, no, I don't know about what episode.
Yeah, no, but I think it's around there because I remember I listened to you guys kind of early on. And I was like, I'm a 12-year-old atheist, and blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
This motherfucker is such a smart ass. Bro, you weren't an atheist at 12 years old, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Who the fuck is not
an
who's
12? So I've been an atheist for 3 years when I was 12.
Everybody was an atheist at 12 years old. But everybody was an atheist at 12 years old. Who gives a, like, that's, like, what are you going to tell me? You were a 12-year-old Republican? You were a 12-year-old Republican? Really? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Like, who gives a fuck? Nobody.
The similarity between a 12-year-old atheist and a 12-year-old Republican.
Those are decisions in life that you should not be making at the age of 12.
I think.
Because you don't know the difference.
But you can realize silliness. At least that religion and churches are kind of built.
But there's a difference between atheists and I'm not religious. You get me?
More than that, I was more than not religious. I was aware enough that religion was pretty much bullshit.
But right. You're still testing all your boundaries and seeing what else you could look for. Like, you're still searching for other answers.
You're 12. But you were 12.
What I was trying to say was, for all three of our listeners, please go back to episode
2. Well, they can't get those anymore. Those are fucking no, they're not gone. They are what's the word I'm looking for?
Archived.
Thank you. They're archived now. Yeah, you gotta pay for it because that's fucking, like, what am I, a millionaire? I'm gonna keep paying for bandwidth, fucking left and right. I'm like, unlimited bandwidth for life. So anyways, check out AV Clap, check out Xander Ray at Xander Ray, check out What's Up Bro on Twitter and Facebook. It's the same thing, Woo Bro Pod, WUBROPOD. You want to plug you?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, plug it. Yeah, do it.
Well, my name is ridiculously long, but whatever. Go to my website for my photography, stephaniemeyersenior.com.
Yeah, you're going to have to spell that.
Yeah, yeah. Stephanie Mayer as an M-E-Y-E-R, senior like senior citizen.
S-R? Or senior like S, senior, yeah, the whole word? Yeah. S, okay.
Yeah.
So all right, Twitter?
Not the famous Stephanie Mayer, just me.
I don't know about Stephanie Mayer.
Twilight. You know how interesting my life got when Twilight came out?
Oh, Twilight. I'm sorry.
Stephanie Mayer Sr. and Stephanie Mayer is the crazy cunt that wrote fucking Twilight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not the rich one. All right.
Yeah, you're not the rich one.
What's your Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, but I actually have no idea what my name is on there.
She's not a big plugger.
I'm not. I haven't had to.
That's a good problem. I like when I hear like really famous comics. They go, do you have a website? Yeah, it's something. I don't know what it is. Like, Because they don't need to know. They don't fucking need to know. They're not whoring themselves out. Somebody else is doing that for them. And yeah, it's something. You'll find it.
My publicist. Connected through my website.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's on there.
Great. And then check out my website, NaryScience.com. And you know my Twitter. Obviously, if you're listening to this and you don't know my Twitter, it's amazing. Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah. I think that's awesome. I'm not even going to tell you. It's a secret now. It's a secret. Yeah. What is up? So you guys been great. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for stopping in. Xander, I hope to see you more often every week if you have the gas money and the permission. Because check us out. Retweet, subscribe, because that's how winning is done.